We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the area coach's corner. And coach, first off, congratulations on last week's victory over Center Lost Springs, 55-26, the final score. Looking back at that game, what kind of stands out about the play of your football team?
Well, the big thing was the fact that they came out and punched us in the mouth. They had a 12-6 first quarter lead on us. And then, you know, I was very, very proud of the fact that we decided to, you know, wake up and we scored the next 43 points. So, I mean, that bounce back quality that we had, you know, that was pretty cool. And I appreciate it out of my guys.
So what kind of flipped the switch for your guys?
You know, we had a conversation on the sideline. just saying, you know, these guys aren't who we were playing the first 3 weeks. These guys are very well coached, and these guys are aggressive, and these guys, you know, are talented, and we need to show up a little bit better. And they finally, like I said, they came out, you know, in that second quarter and third quarter, and we just kind of laid it on them there for a bit. And that was fun to watch out of my kids. We played really, really well from then on out.
We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the area coach's corner. And, you know, we could probably talk about the offense and what it did from the second quarter on, but you had to be really pleased with your defense as well as the defense stepped up to the challenge.
Yeah. We started, you know, taking better angles. We were hitting harder. You know, it didn't hurt that we had a pick six and we recovered a couple onside kicks, but, and then taking possessions away from them. But, we really hemmed them in for the most part of the game, and the defense did a really, really great job of doing that.
You have Chautauqua coming up tomorrow night. Chautauqua's struggling this season. What's the approach you're going to be taking into Friday night's game?
Well, it's focus on doing your job right. When you play teams that are struggling, sometimes if they make a mistake, you don't make them pay for it. You know, if somebody stands up, you stand up. You know, we just need to make sure that we do our jobs right every single play. Try to do our best to get better, and then focus on, you know, just that thing, just getting better.
And obviously, this might be a chance for some of your younger guys to gain a little more playing experience.
Yeah, I sure hope so. They, you know, if my varsity, you know, does its job, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, my younger kids like, you know, Carter Old, Ty Glissman, get out there and see what they can do, you know, and that it'll be really, really good for them, you know, have somebody to go against. That's, you know, my young kids and my varsity are kind of two different worlds, but hopefully my young kids and Chautauqua will give my kids, you know, a little bit of success.
Coach Forenza, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the area Coach's Corner. Good luck tomorrow night against Chautauqua, and we look forward to visiting with you again next Thursday.
Hey, I thank you very much, and thank you for everything you do.
That's Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas on KVOE, live and local.